This is ridiculous.
Bottom line is, he's the president of the United States. He probably has other things that's on his mind.
I want to know what book he's reading, and I want to know what he's saying. Why an ass guy? Because I want my America back.
Shut up straight, Roland Martin.
From my Washington, D.C. studios, Roland Martin, good morning.
What up, Tom? Good seeing you this weekend. The Trumpet Awards in Atlanta, GA. I had a great time there. All of the different honorees who were there, and Charlie Wilson among them, Alonzo Mourning and Tracy Mourning as well, and some Atlanta Mayor Kasim Reed. So I had just great time. And Shaka as well, Tom. So enjoyed it. Airs Easter Sunday on TV1. You know, whenever we hear about the congressional gold medal, that of course is one of the highest honors bestowed upon Americans. It's typically somebody who has lived 50-60 years, sorry, actually more like 70-80, and all these amazing things. But Congresswoman Terry Sewell, what she wants to do, she wants the Congressional Gold Medal to be given to the four black girls killed in 1963 bombing at Birmingham's 16th Street Baptist Church. She joins us this morning. Congressman Sewell, why you're making the argument why these four young girls are so important and should be honored this way by Congress?
Absolutely. Thanks again, Roland, and to you, Tom. I think it's really important on this, the 50th commemorative year of the role of Birmingham that it played in the civil rights movement, which really impacted and changed the world. I think there's no bigger symbol of that importance that Birmingham has played in the civil rights movement than the 16th Street bombing. And I think that the four little black girls are really symbolic and emblematic of so many who lost their lives for the cause of.
And obviously for a lot of people, I mean, that was a turning point, one of those dramatic turning points of the civil rights movement that really caught the nation's attention.
Absolutely, you know, it was really because of the inhumane of seeing innocent little girls who died when they were, just getting ready to go to Sunday school. And it really did galvanize the nation, and it led to the passage of the Civil Rights Movement, Civil Rights Act of 1964 and the Voting Rights Act of 1965.
And this is not just you, but all seven members of Alabama's congressional delegation are co-sponsoring this. And so how does it happen? What does it take among Congress to actually get this passed and awarded?
Every year, over 100 bills are actually filed to issue a congressional gold medal, but only two are given at any one time in one year. And so this being the 50th commemoration year for the city of Birmingham, I think it's really awesome that we have bipartisan support and that the entire Alabama delegation, of which I'm the only Democrat, but the entire delegation actually co-sponsored this bill, along with Alabama natives John Lewis and Sanford Bishop. So I'm really excited about the bipartisan support. It's going to require a supermajority in both the Senate and the House, and so we look forward to having our senators from Alabama introduce it into the Senate side.
So you need 290 House members to co-sponsor it, 67 senators before it can be considered. So we certainly hope folks get behind it to honor these four young girls and their families, because you're right, Birmingham played a critical role in getting so many of our rights. Congressman Terry Sewell, we appreciate it. Thanks a bunch.
Thank you.
All right.
All right.